Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You know things are great in Dallas when the cornerback is yelling at a reporter.
Is Jerry still arguing with the reporters? I mean, with the radio hosts?
Yeah,
and stuff?
Man, everything's going great down there.
I mean, I'm just saying, though, ever since he said that, things have gotten worse, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes you got to learn to just shut up, Jerry.
I don't think Jerry's ever shutting up. Here's what we're doing. Phone lines are open. The Hail Mary, man. I heard people want to call it the Miracle of Maryland. I don't think that really works. I think we just –
it's called the Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, Hail Victory, whatever you want to call it. What an incredible electric moment. I met this dude yesterday. Rusty is in Delaware.
Rusty.
Good afternoon.
What's up, buddy?
Man? Hey, excuse the voice because we were real loud and proud coming down from Section 110.
It was a very good crowd.
I just want to say, JP, I mean, we are 1-0 when you and I run into each other in the concourse.
That's right.
Maybe we should start doing that a
little
more often.
Very good point.
I actually was going to talk about credit pies and what I liked and what I didn't like, but what you guys, and end it with something kind of heartfelt, but what you guys were talking about before the break is where I'm going to go. So, Brian, when you guys won the Super Bowl in 91, I was 9 years old. And I remember right now the exact moment when that game was over. I remember the clothes I was wearing, where I was sitting in my family room, in my house with my father. And I remember how happy that was. Mm-hmm. When the last play was about to happen, like everybody in this day and age, everybody's pulling out their phones. And I almost fell into that trap. And I said, you know what? This is a moment right here for me to teach my son, who Brian, you know, and Jeff knows, is a little bit of an athlete. He does a good job. We made the playoffs with our football team, so we're still rocking. But I was going to take the moment to say, you know, hey, this is about fighting. This is about coming back from adversity. You know, the team fought the whole game, gave it up at the end. Hats off to the defense. You know, I was going to pump his head full of all that stuff to overcome. What I didn't know was is that 30 seconds later, we would be elated, jumping up and down in the aisles. He was wiping his eyes so fast to keep the tears so nobody else saw him crying in the moment. I was crying in the moment. And the impact that this moment right here, I know that we're talking about what to call it and how important it is. For guys like me, 41 years old, you know, I'll take the battle scars of the last 25 years. If it means that the 9-year-old that saw that play last night, Brian, just like I saw you guys in the Metrodome win that Super Bowl, that is a memory that he will never, ever, ever forget. And I said, when you're in college, when I'm old and gray, well, maybe old because I'm already gray, when I'm old, we are going to talk about the night that Jaden threw that Hail Mary to Noah Brown. And I couldn't be more happy to not only be invested in this team as a multi-year season ticket holder, to be invested in this team with my whole damn life and now be able to pass some happiness down to my oldest son. And when his younger brother gets older, he don't even know what's coming for him.
I love that. All right, thank you, Rusty. Great
stuff,
call, Russ.
Man.
Yeah, man.
That game last night, it really will be one of those moments where, like, I remember where I was for Santana's Monday Night Miracle. You know what I mean? Like, I remember where I watched the 91 Super Bowl. Like, there's that game last night, like, is a where you were. You're going to talk about it with your family, with your friends, with fans of the Burgundy and Gold and fans of other teams, too. Be like, yeah, well, I was at the – and B, I'd never been at a Hail Mary game. I'd never physically been at one. It's something – like, for my career, for my life, I will remember for all of
that's
perpetuity.
Well, you remember stuff like that anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to Tim in College Park. We're in College Park. Where you at, Tim?
Yeah, I was telling your producer that I'm 38 years old, so I'm definitely not in College Park at the university. But for everybody that has those great stories about watching it, I'm a season ticket holder, and I actually left. Right after.
Boo! You left?
I left, man. I left. And then as I'm in the parking lot with my father, my first cousin, and his friend, I'm like, yo, never again, dog. Never again.
How much time was left when you left?
I left right as soon as they scored the touchdown. Like, as soon as they scored the touchdown, it was like, beat traffic, let's get out of here.
Hold on. Dear friends of mine had the same conversation after they scored. They scored, there's 25 seconds left. What the hell traffic bump do you get leaving 25 seconds early? And listen, I'm
25 seconds, but it ended up being about 8-9 minutes.
I'm a person that leaves early. Like, we all know
you
my track
record. You are an expert at leaving early.
But not in that scenario, dude. Not in a game down to the wire.
Listen, man, we had one timeout left, 25 seconds. There was nothing in my head to make us think that we would win that game. And like I said, that's I'm okay with that because I thought I was dealing with the same old team. But in reality, it's a new day where even at the last second, you're going to sit there and stay in your seat. So for those fans that left early, you know, it sucks from a perspective of watching Hail Mary that, like you said, JP, of all these years that you've been going to games, I've never seen a Hail Mary. But from the other perspective, it makes me realize that, hey, you know, never again will you ever leave. Even if we're blowing a team out 35-0, we're going to stay, we're going to party, we're going to have a good time. But, you know, it was a great environment. The Bears fans were there, and they were in full flux. Like, the whole parking lot was full. It was definitely, I'm not going to say 50-40, I would say 70-30 us. But reality is that it wasn't like any other environment with the Panthers or the Browns. It was definitely a rivalry in the stands, and it was great to see those fans in the parking lot talking smack, only to be like, y'all just lost. Y'all just lost. Y'all just lost.
Thanks for the call, dude. And now you'll be able to say that you were the dude that left early. You were at the game and I left early.
Well, you know, it's like I go back to this game reminds me a little bit of the game in college. It was the last game I played in college. We were down by 7, and I threw an interception when they went the score to go up. We get the ball back with like a minute something on the clock. We go down. We end up scoring a touchdown. I look to the sideline. He say, 2. Like, damn. So the person who caught the touchdown, I ran a touchdown, and then I threw the 2-point conversion, flag on the play. They moved us back. My buddy, who played high school ball with me, passed away since, hit him again, the back of the end zone, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. In college, good. That's how we won the game.
Wow.
And the people were leaving out. Once we came back and started driving and scored, they were trying to get back in. They wouldn't let them back in the stadium.
So there are
people who did not remember, just like a lot of people left yesterday, didn't see it. And there are people who sat there and they remember how it ended. There's going to be people later on going, man, I left
early. You know what's going to happen, though. So they said, I think it was sold out last night, 65,000 roughly, mm-hmm. right? 64,700 or something. In 10 years, 15 years, there's going to be about 150,000 people that say they were at that game. Everybody was there.
I stayed to the last second. Yeah, I wouldn't leave.
I would never leave.
I never left.
Yo, if I was there.
What seat were you in? Oh, man. We just hung around and standing inside the stadium.
Jeffrey, can you help me understand what's happening on line one? Just give me a little direction here.
On line one. Oh nah, that's DC Superfan. He called in a couple times before. But just trust it. It's a good call.
All right, we're gonna go with Jeff's ever expanding gut. We're gonna trust line one DC Superfan. How do you do, sir?
What's up, JP? Good to finally meet you yesterday. That was me that gave you a 5 and I had took the picture and all that. That's me.
Oh yeah, B-Mitch. My man, what's up?
What's happening, B Mitch? What I say I was gonna do, player?
Calling in?
Listen, I apologize. I said we was going to be 5-12 before the season started. Mathematically, we cannot go 5-12 because we won 6 games. So that's dead. I am sorry. I thought we was going to be trash this year. Dirk is calling to apologize. I want the whole DC area to hear me. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
All right, brother.
Hey, I love a guy that'll take ownership. You can call us anytime, sir.
There you go.
Man, you best believe it. Hey, B. Mitch, first drink on me in New Orleans. I got you, baby.
What about me?
Oh, my bad. I got you, too. My bad, Sim. I got you. My bad, JP. My bad, Sim.
Appreciate
it. My bad.
All right,
got
buddy.
Both of y'all.
All right, brother. Got you.
Let's go to Ryan in Connecticut. Ryan. How you feeling about the Hail Mary?
Yeah, JP, well, you kind of explained yesterday. My kids are 3 girls, 6, 5, and 3. 8 o'clock, the game's ending. They're up in bed. They heard me, my brother, and my friends going nuts, and they came down and were like, what happened? And they knew the Commanders won. But it's Peter Schrager said today on Good Morning America, he's like, today at October 28th, you wake up and it's just like one of the funnest times to ever be a Washington fan. It's like 25, 30 years of defending this team, and finally we are the team that everyone wants to be a fan of. And I saw a picture yesterday, Terry McLaurin in the locker room, and I'm asking you guys this. I saw in the background, not a lot of people know this name of Bob Myers. They brought him in.
Yeah,
he helped grab Adam Peters. He helped grab Dan Quinn. And this Washington resurgence kind of reminds me of the Golden State NBA team that was bad for as long as I can remember. And all of a sudden, it was cool to be a Golden State fan up until they dominated the NBA and now we wanted to lose. But this is kind of like that resurgence. And now it's you wake up and all my friends of Giants and Philly, and they all want to be Washington Jaden Daniels fans. And I hope to see you guys this week. I already got my tickets as a guy in Connecticut. We always go to the Washington at Giants game. So if you guys are around pregame, we hope to run into you. But it's by far the most fun I've ever had as a Washington fan. And yesterday was one of the greatest moments, probably first, just edging out the Santana Moss Dallas game. So great time. The fans are, you know, nothing matters when you're winning. And we're trending in the right direction.
Thanks,
oh, yeah,
man.
Definitely, man.
Good call. It is remarkable what last night kind of felt like because, you know, that Monday night game where Santana had the two touchdowns was awesome, but they scored so fast that Romo had a chance to come back at the end, if I remember that right. I think they – didn't they get one more drive? The difference with last night to me is just
it's a walk-off.
The finality of it. Yeah. Like that just doesn't happen. And to get a walk-off win in football is really pretty darn difficult. And that's what made it, I think, just so cool. Yeah. So I'm pulling that box score up. Week 2, 14-13 final. And yeah, they scored almost too fast, which sounds ridiculous, but where's the drive charts? There we go. Yeah, Romo had a chance at the end of the game. Washington had a chance to end it. They had a three and out, yep. And then they punted back, and Romo got the ball with 36 seconds left, and they just weren't able to get far enough down. Think about it, all they needed was a field goal there, too. Oh, boy, B, things are happening here. There's a Brian Mitchell jersey walking in. How about that? That may be freshly signed, if I had to guess. We'll keep these phone lines going. Lou is in D.C. Lou, what up, man? Lou, you there, pal?
Is this Luke in D.C. or Lou? I'm Lou.
Loop. Well, wherever you are.
Lou.
Oh, my fault. Hey, just not trying to hear you. Hey, a little bit different. I got in a fight with my wife last night, and so I was doing two TVs upstairs and downstairs. I wasn't live. I hear my kid downstairs in the basement going ape crazy, and then he ruined it for me. So I was like, anyway, I couldn't sleep. I was watching reaction videos, et cetera. And I just want to say, JP, your X post, your Twitter post, with that cameo at the end from that ex-Redskin player was one of the funniest things. I must have watched that thing 10 times because that Redskins player summed it up for me 100%. I love you guys.
Yeah, that the former
that was me.
Yeah, the bald-headed, yeah, loud guy from Louisiana nailed it right there. It was honestly, be right there was the perfect encapsulation of the vibe in that stadium. It was just so wild. Just so wild that it's hard to, like, it's one of those, if you were there, if you know, you know. And I think wherever you were, you got that experience. You just didn't necessarily get to share it with 70,000 other people.
Yeah.
And it was pretty wild. I think, is our guy Parrothead Drew on the line? Because, Jeff, you got four people written down for line 8. So I'm trying to make sense of it.
No, Drew's on 7. My bad.
All good. Oh, good. Let's go to Drew. Drew, how was that ball game?
Hey, JP, that was tremendous from the beginning to end, but that ending was out of this world. I can't get over it. And karma's going. We went out golfing this morning, first thing, and on the 11th hole, I hit a ball with heading to the water, and then a rock popped up and knocked it back on the green. Tipped it up just like that Hail Mary. That was amazing.
I love it.
That play.
I love it. Yo, sometimes you hit a ball into the trees and it bounces around and goes in the water. Sometimes it bounces around and goes back to the fairway, man.
Yep. I had one happen the other day, Jay.
Thank you, Drew. Thanks for all your help yesterday, Drew. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, sure. And B. Mitch, the woman in front of us has a B. Mitch Hall of Fame banner that she's hanging down in section 203. So if you look there, her name's Christy, but she's a crazy fan of yours. So I didn't know she was bringing that.
203?
Yo, actually, he sent me a picture of it. I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
Let me see. Look, can you see that, B?
Oh, yeah.
B. Mitch for HOF.
I have to come over and sign it for.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Drew. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, Drew, appreciate you.
We have Terps baseball coach Matt Swope's going to sit with us in just a few minutes. He's also a massive Skins fan, so it's going to be kind of fun. We might talk some baseball. I want to get him on the World Series, but I think we're just going to talk football. all right, are you ready? Are you sitting down?
I'm always sitting down, like Manfield.
Comandante Tequila, how do you do, sir? You all right, man?
Are you doing the Joker?
No, yeah, man. You don't know the loud crying thing or what, because play the violin or just laugh at them or what, didn't you choose? It was a beautiful game. I should not about flying out there, and I lost it. I'm at the other side of the field. Like, oh, my God, what happened? That's everybody jumping around up and down. My buddy said, Fred Fermi, when they said to make noise, we were kicking and screaming and jumping and screaming. He ended up breaking his seat. It was so funny. Because Caleb made that false start. I couldn't stop from laughing. Great, you, man. Loving life, man.
Thank you, Commander.
All right, bro. I saw you posted a picture with him.
I'd sent it just in the text thread.
I'm like, what the hell?
So I didn't realize.
Did he have paint all over his shirt again? Or did he do it better this time?
Nah, it was mostly on his face.
Well, he had all over his shirt last time.
It's a hell of a look, dude. It is. It was a burgundy and gold Joker face. It is.
It had a bunch of Jokers out there yesterday.
A hell of
Believe
a look,
me.
Man.
Believe
it
me.
Is a hell of a look. That's the best way I can describe it. Swope's going to join us next. A little bit of World Series preview. We're keeping the phone lines open the rest of the day. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Reacting to the incredible Week 8 Commanders 18-15 win over the Chicago Bears. Nobody go anywhere.